Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your motherfucking host, the one and only Chef Boyardee. And, you know, I had to make a little Thanksgiving episode for sure. Sorry. Before we get started, bro, if you're not blazing up while I'm talking on this podcast, bro, go grab your weed, go grab your bong, go grab whatever you roll up in, bro. Sit back and fucking relax, bro. It's gonna be a cool little episode, I feel like, because, you know what, it's Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying, everyone's with their families. Unfortunately, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving. I really do not care about Thanksgiving like that. Ever since my grandma passed away, like, that was the only one who was really holding it down and who I would go with. Like I said, unfortunately, she's not here. So it's been kind of like, bro, like, I kind of don't even celebrate that shit. Like, if you knew the whole, I'm sure y'all know the meaning behind Thanksgiving. And the whole meaning behind that shit is just terrible. You feel me? So I'd be like, you know, like, of course I'm eating shit, but this shouldn't be no fucking national holiday. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just wired to low-key a little different, bro, because, I mean, I live in, you know, I live in Washington, so I know them motherfuckers don't celebrate Thanksgiving, especially, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, their ancestors and shit. But, like I said, bro, Thanksgiving is just another white man holiday, like 4th of July and shit. Like, okay, cool. Fuck 4th of July, too. You know, I really just, there's just holidays, bro. It's just like, why do we celebrate these? It's pointless. Like, I get Thanksgiving, you hang with your family, whoop-de-whoop. But, like I said, I don't support Thanksgiving at all. Only for the food, that's about it. But, like I said, around the whole thing and meaning, nah, fuck that, bro. Sorry, anyways. I'm smoking on some Washington Apple. You know what I'm saying? Crazy is that I stopped smoking Dutches and went to hemp wraps. And I could definitely feel a fat difference from both of them. Like, I smoked like a few hemp wraps. I normally smoke them with Grace. Shout out to Grace. Because she always has them. And, you know, I never had no issue like what we smoking out of. But, like, I feel like hemp wraps run way smoother than what I've been smoking. So I just feel like this is a low key, not a healthy way, but it's a way better way than me smoking fucking tobacco with my weed. You know what I'm saying? And it just runs smooth. Cause normally, bro, like when I smoke out of a Dutch or anything, bro, my fucking throat be on fire. Like, excuse me. So this don't really be having my throat on fire at all. You know what I'm saying? It runs smooth. It's a smooth little, you know, smooth little thing. You feel me? So, yeah, I suggest y'all, if y'all not, bro, like, smoke hemp. Because I don't know, bro. I don't know how people could fucking roll woods all goddamn day. I can't. Okay, bro. I could roll. Don't get me wrong. It's weird. Like, I'll roll shitty ones by myself. I'm sure everyone could agree with me. You roll shitty ones by yourself. And then when you're around hella people, the pressure is on you. Like, all right, I gotta show these niggas my skills real quick. Like, I'm really bars out here. And then you beat, you know, and you flash that bitch. Like, okay, no, little, you know, like my little nigga Carlos. Like, my little nigga Carlos, you know, he came over or whatever. And he rolled up. And I looked at it and I said, okay, little, okay. You feel me? Like, you rolled, you know. This motherfucker, little cold little baseball bat you got. Like, that motherfucker, it was nice. So, if you could roll some fire, if you could roll, bro, you could roll. You feel me? But, unfortunately, I can't roll fucking woods to save my fucking life. Like, I only smoke really woods if I'm, like, with the Cookie family or with my aunt. Shout out to my aunt Pink. I'll be like, cause she be rolling woods and she be hitting them bitches perfection. Them motherfuckers be nice. But yeah, it's insane. So, like I said, bro, the pressure be on my ass when I be rolling with my homies. So I be, you know, I gotta let them niggas know, like, I got it. Shout out to low key, shout out to Amanda and Sykel, because when I first moved to Washington, I didn't know how to roll. And before y'all get on me, let me tell y'all why. Because I moved to Washington at 17, right? You know, worked at Amazon for another year. Honestly, Amazon's my longest running job in my whole entire life. 4.5 years, bro. Dedicated blood, sweat, and tears. I low-key miss it, though, because I used to be up and running and shit, and I lost hella weight from doing it. So I'm going to find me another job that got my ass moving. But anyways, I wasn't smoking living back in California, like, you know what I'm saying? So I quit Amazon, right? Got put on at Have a Heart, and then put on with Have a Heart. And then, but before that, I took a trip to Vegas to celebrate me not going to working for Amazon no more. You know what I'm saying? But I was security at Have a Heart, which was cool. You feel me? So, like, I couldn't not work for a weed shop and not know what I was smoking. You know what I'm selling? Or selling or trying to get people to buy. You know? So, I just was like, fuck it. Like, I've smoked before. Like, I smoked with my homie Danny and them, low-key, my sister, took a picture of me smoking. This is, like, when I was, like, 22, and she took a picture of it and saved it in her phone, and this, like, she always used it against her, like, I'm gonna tell mom, like, you were smoking, and my mom never liked me wearing cookie clothing, like, she hated that shit. She'd be like, she was hella against it. So, this is why I fuck with my sister. But me and my sister always been like this. We got a no snitching clause with each other. Like, we don't snitch at all on each other. Like, if something goes down, one of us is gonna take the heat. And we've always been like that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if we ever got in trouble, I'll just always be like, it was on me. Like, why are you doing that? You know? Like, me and my sister may not ever used to get along like that, but, like, bro, like, if it came to, like, taking the heat, one of us would take turns on taking the heat, bro. Like, we didn't, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyways, my mom seen it, and she was like, is that Tymar smoking? And she was like, what? Nah, that ain't him. Straight up lie for me. Yeah, that's my dog. My sister, shout out to my sister. She never, you know, like I said, we never snitch on each other. Like, then we could do the most dumbest shit, bro, and we ain't gonna ever tell. Like, me and my sister, bro, let me tell you a little story about me and my sister and, like, the gang back in the day. So we used to have a great group called the Igloo Crew. Ignorant Goons Live on Oath. Never forget. It was me, Jacob, Jesse, Janet, Tamia, Dejan, Sherb, and then, like, the special guest appearances were, like, Yoni, Corinne, and Dirty Dan. So, hella funny. We used to just make hella YouTube videos back in the day. And, we did, like, this interview thing, bro, and just, like, interviewed the Igloo Crew and shit. It was hella funny, bro, like, to see, like, younger people, like, your younger self, bro. For some reason, I didn't want to be in it. I don't know why. But I felt like I wish I was in it, back then, because everybody got interviewed but me. Because I was part of that shit. But I was low-key the cameraman. So, our first video we did the whole BB gun with Blamma shit. Me, Jacob, and Yoni. Bro, it was just hella funny, bro. Like, we really had a good-ass time together. I don't know where I was going with this. Oh, yeah. So, me and my sister. So, we used to go egging back in the day. We used to just do some dumb shit. We used to do some hood rat shit around Antioch. And, me, Jacob, Corinne, and all them, we stole Jacob's mom's car. We just, because she was knocked the fuck out. And we actually used her car earlier. She was like, no, y'all can't. So we was like, all right, we just going to wait until she sleep. So it was me, my sister, Corinne. No, I don't think Corinne was with us. Corinne wasn't with us. It was just me, Jacob, Jesse, Janet, Jackie, Sophia, Tamia, and then one of Janet's friends. So we went to go pick up like 3 dozen eggs from Winco. Hella eggs, right? And the people looking at us like, what the fuck y'all need all these eggs for? Like, mind your business why we need these eggs. We finna have an omelet party. You want an omelet, motherfucker? Anyways, so we buy the eggs or whatever, and we're going around Antioch fucking shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not, you know, we're just throwing eggs and shit. So we seen this one random car, right? We, like, did a drive-by on that bitch. Skirt! Threw hella eggs at it. Whoop, 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 whoop. Drove off. Ha, 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 giggy, he. You know, giggling and shit. We got one more egg. Literally, like, one fucking egg. Janet was holding it. And we were, like, pulling up to this house. We were just going to throw the last egg at, like, a, you know, giggle and shits and giggles. The car we egged earlier found us, rolled up on it. He's kind of creeped up, stopped. And I'm in the front seat. Jesse's driving. And they pull up to the front. The driver, they was like, hey, that's the motherfuckers that egged our car. Let's get them. Mind you, I'm in the car. My sister, Jacob, his sister, Jesse, his sister. You know, like, we all got, like, our siblings in the whip. And we thinking these niggas was finna start busting at us. Oh, Dejan definitely was with us that night, for sure. So, I said, get us the fuck out of here, Jesse. Jesse, skirt, bow. Hits the stop sign, right? Knocks the stop sign right off the fucking corner or whatever. Skirts out. And we thinking the car was, like, trying to turn around on us, like, low-key. So, Jesse, skirt, swings that bitch, hits a hard-ass left. Or, no, hard-ass right, hella hard, pops the tire, boom. And we're going 90 downhill crest, like, cruising down that bitch, right? And so, we notice that we got a flat. So, we're like, oh, fuck, like, we're down the street from the crib. And we parked that shit. And we just kind of, like, camped out. We camped out in a cul-de-sac, camped out for, like, 10, 15 minutes, making sure, like, I hope them niggas didn't follow us. Because in the meantime, if they was going to follow us, we didn't have the whip at the time. I mean, of course, like, I think we would have just left the bitch, and me and my sister and everybody would have just took off different directions. They not going, who they going to chase? You know what I'm saying? So, So we camp out, whatever. We good. Like, we chilling. And we drive back to the house and we're like, fuck, like, how are we going to tell Jacob's mom? And we're sitting in the car, mad as fuck. And we're just like, fuck, we're going to have to pray because we don't know what to do. And so we pray. And then we go tell Ms. V, like, yo, like, we stole your whip. And she's like, what? And we popped her tire. She runs downstairs. And me, my sister, we're just sitting there like, oh, fuck. Like, mom's going to kill us. Baltazar, kids, is probably, we're like, fuck. Dejan was like, fuck that. You already know how my mom is. And, yeah, bro, like, we prayed or whatever. We was like, all right, she can't be that mad. And she was mad for, like, 5, 10, 15 minutes or whatever. And then, like, Baltazar comes over and talks to us and shit and blah, 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 blah. Long story short, we sitting there outside and Ms. V was just like, how fast were y'all going? Or, like, what were y'all doing? He was like, oh, we just went egging around the neighborhood. And then she just starts giggling and shit. Like, she, like, bro, it was so funny to the point to where she really thought that shit was so funny. Like, you know, like, oh, a whole lot of shit happened. Like, she thought it was funny. Janet was sitting in the fucking chair, and it just broke while she was sitting in it. It was, bro, it was one of the weirdest nights, bro. Like, we were hella loud, too. Mind you, it was, like, at 12:30, 1 o'clock. And if you know Antioch, you know that Antioch PD do not be cruising around like that at night. So we was just on some hood rat shit. But like I said, long story short, this ain't story ain't short. But that's how me and my sister been tied. We ain't never spoke about that shit when we were younger when it happened. And then as we got older, we finally told my mom, and she was just like, "I see why y'all wanted to go to Ms. V house. Y'all was just doing dumb shit." Yeah, pretty much. Like, another time, too, like, me and Corinne, we were at Mariah Lucas's, like, she threw a fucking party. And we were hella young, so it was curfew. So we had to run all the way back from, I forgot where she was at. She was on the hill. But we ran all the way to Deer Meadow. All the way, because we kept hearing hella cop sirens. It was many. So, bro, we got some funny ass stories around Antioch, bro. Even from us playing Fugitive. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shout out to the Fugitive days, bro. Cause, like, bro, we was really, bro, it used to be like 40 deep of us, of like Antioch kids, Deer Valley kids, Freedom, yada, yada, yada. And the whole goal of the game was it got to be like 5 or 6 cars or whatever. And the goal was for us to start at Deer Valley and make our way to Dallas Ranch without getting caught. So they give us like a little cool little minute head start, and we out booking it, trying to figure out different ways to get to Dallas Ranch. And so we, bro, there was some manny shit. Like, we was hopping people's backyards, hopping their fences, shit, bro, like hiding under cars, bro. We was doing so much shit around Antioch, bro. You can't do that shit no more. But yeah, bro, it was many, it was fucking many, bro. Like, it was hella fun though, because like, anytime you see a car, you just be hiding and shit behind people's cars, driveways and shit. Anyways, so yeah, bro, we used to do some hood rat shit around Antioch, and if you ain't had a childhood like I did, bro, you're missing the fuck out, because, bro, ain't that's just going to be one of the best stories I get to tell, like, my kids and my grandkids about, like, oh, grandpa, what'd you do, or dad, what'd you do growing up, you know, so it was cool. But yeah, so I just thought I'd drop a little Thanksgiving special. You know what I'm saying? So, hope everyone has a great, great day. I hope everyone eats great food with their families and loved ones. I'm going to pray that the Raiders fucking win the game against the Cowboys, because we got our ass handed to us on Sunday by the Bengals. And then had Joe Mixon. Shout out to Joe Mixon, Bay Area football little legend right now. You know what I'm saying? Nigga did the smooth. No, not the smeeze. He does the smeeze, but he did the big stepping on the Raiders. And, you know, I couldn't even be mad that that nigga did that, because, you know, he was representing for the Bay. So, yeah, bro. Let's pray that the Raiders win. But to all you Cowboy fans, fuck off. You know what I'm saying? So, hope everyone has a great day with their loved ones and family. Oh, and another thing I will never get to do on Thanksgiving is ever do the, oh, let's walk to the park. I missed my peak when it happened. You know what I'm saying? So, don't miss your peaks, people. Hopefully, y'all still doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all have a great day. I'm about to go ahead and cook these two different macaroni and cheeses. If y'all follow me on Instagram or Snap, follow, if you don't, CHEFFBOYARTE. Yeah, I'm gonna post macaroni and cheese on those, just to, you know, just to flex, because, you know, your man knows how to cook. My mom always told me, never depend on a woman to ever make you food. So you got to learn yourself. And, you know, that was the best advice she could ever gave me, because I cook better than some of these females that don't know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But anyways, y'all have a great day and get lit.